Hi, this is David. You're probably familiar with celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Selena Gomez, who have become successful entrepreneurs with best-selling product lines. But it's not simply their celebrity that has made their product successful. An overlooked secret is actually the business behind their business, and that business is Shopify. Shopify has made selling online simple for millions of businesses worldwide. And at the same time, they make buying online easy for shoppers. Shopify has the number one checkout system on the planet, with conversions up to 50%. So, if you have a product to sell, now is the time to upgrade your business and get the same checkout that Kim Kardashian uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/inspirational, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/inspirational to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/inspirational. Thank you. Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Pathway of Roses by Christian D. Larson, published in 1910. We are searching for pathways to a beautiful life, but often we don't know where to begin and what guideposts we should use to navigate our journey. The first thing to do is to recognize the great truth that every individual can live their own life exactly as they wish to. You are the real master of your own existence. And it is you who may determine how perfect and how beautiful that existence is to be. Your life is in your own hands. You may live as you wish. You may secure from life whatever you desire, because there is no limit to life, and no limit to your capacity to live. The elements of life can be modified, changed, developed, and perfected to comply with your own supreme demand. The increase of life can be realized in the exact measure of your largest need. You are in living touch with infinite life, and there is neither limit nor end to the source of your supply. To live in the constant recognition of this great truth is to rise continually into higher and higher degrees of that mastery of life that gives us the power to live our lives according to our most perfect ideals. The second thing to do is to desire that which you desire, and desire with all the power of mind and soul. We invariably receive what we desire, no more, no less. We get what we wish for, if the power within that wish is as strong as we can make it. The fact that we can have an ideal proves that we have the power to secure it. The fact that we can formulate and appreciate a desire for something larger and better proves that we can fulfill that desire. The great essential is to desire with the whole heart. That is, to give our desires all the life and power that we can possibly arouse from the depths of invincible being. The true desire and the true prayer are synonymous. The true prayer is invariably some immensely strong desire, expressed when the mind feels the sublime touch of the infinite mind. And the true desire must be in perfect touch with infinite life in order to be filled with the invincible power of that life. To cause every wish to come true, we must express all the power of mind and soul through every wish. But we cannot give expression to all the power within us until we awaken our spiritual natures. And we cannot awaken our spiritual natures until we begin to live with the infinite. The largeness and immensity of the supreme spiritual life within us comes forth only as consciousness is spiritualized. And we gain spiritual consciousness by living and thinking constantly in the lofty state where we actually feel that God is closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. We cannot desire too much, and when we desire with all the life and power that is within us, our desires shall positively be fulfilled. The wish must be wholehearted, not half-hearted. It must contain all the power we have, not simply the limited actions of shallow thinking. And it must contain soul, not simply emotion, but that deep spiritual feeling that touches the very spirit of limitless life and power. Next, we must have faith in God, have faith in humankind, have faith in yourself, have faith in everything, and have faith in faith. When you have confidence in yourself, you arouse everything that is stronger, greater, and superior in yourself. Consequently, the more confidence you have in yourself, the more you will attain and accomplish. However, the power of self-confidence is but an atom in comparison with the marvelous power of faith. Faith takes mind and soul into the greater realms of life. It goes out upon the boundless and awakens those interior spiritual forces that have the power to do anything. This is why all things become possible when we have faith. It is the nature of faith to break bounds, to transcend limitations, and take life, thought, and action into the universal. It is the nature of faith to unite the lesser with the greater, to unite the mind of humanity with the mind of God. Therefore, we shall always require faith. However far we may go into the greater, the superior, and the boundless today, faith will take us farther still tomorrow. And that is our purpose, to realize our largest and dearest desires in the present, and then press on to the realization of other and far greater desires in the future. The fourth thing is to depend upon the superior man or woman within you for the results, and give this greater individual the credit for everything you accomplish. When you depend upon the personal self, you place yourself in touch only with the lesser forces on the surface. You therefore will accomplish but little. But when you depend upon the supreme spiritual self, you place yourself in touch with the greater powers within, and the results will be greater in proportion. When you give credit to the personal self, you ignore the interior spiritual self. You thereby fail to secure that greater wisdom and power that the spiritual individual alone can supply. Instead of being led by that inner light that knows, you are led by the confusion of outer thought. You are turned away from the path that leads to truth, freedom, and the perfect life, and your mistakes are many. Instead of being taken into the current of that invincible life that can carry you through to your very highest goal, you remain in the hands of mere physical energy, that energy that can do nothing more than simply keep your body alive. Whenever you accomplish something worthwhile, and give the praise to your own outer personal self, you immediately lose your hold on those powers through which those results were gained. Consequently, failure will begin, and you will have to retrace all your former steps to again gain possession of that power that can do whatever you may wish to have done. To constantly depend upon the greater self, to constantly expect the desired results from the greater self, and to always give credit to the greater self, is to constantly draw upon the limitless wisdom and power of the greater self, the supreme spiritual person within you. You thereby become larger and stronger in all the elements of your being, rising ever in the scale, gaining ground perpetually, and passing from victory to victory. What you desire, you will receive because higher power is working through you. And as you ascend in the scale, there is nothing that you will not attain and accomplish. The principal cause of failure among those who are trying to live in harmony with real truth may be found in the general tendency to think of the outer person as the power that does things on the visible plane. But it is the interior self that gives the power, though the outer person is required to apply it. And the more thought and power we give to the interior self, the more life and power we bring forth from within. The interior self is the individual created in the image and likeness of God. It is therefore evident that when you begin to live with the life and the power of the interior self, the expression of real greatness and real spirituality will begin. And from that moment, you will not be limited to the power of the personal self. Instead, you will fill the personal self with that divine power from on high. That is limitless, inexhaustible, and invincible. The fifth and last thing to remember is to live for a great purpose, and hold the central idea of that purpose constantly before your mind. Do not live for the mere sake of prolonging existence. Live for something that magnifies, on the largest possible scale, all the elements of existence. To live for a great purpose is to live a great life, and the greater your life, the greater the good that you will receive from life. The ruling desire of every living soul is to have life, and have it more abundantly. Therefore, to fulfill that desire, we must continue perpetually to live for that which produces more life. Do not work for yourself. Work for the great idea that stands at the apex of your great purpose. The greater the idea for which you work, the greater will be your work. And the person who does the greatest work is the one who does the most for everybody, themselves included. When your work is great, you become a great power for good among thousands, and at the same time you do more for yourself than you could possibly do in any other manner. When you begin to live and work for a great purpose, you get into the current of great forces, great minds, and great souls. You gain from every source. All the powerful lives in the world will work with you. You become a living part of that movement in the world that determines the greater destiny of humanity. You become one of the chief elements upon which will depend the future of countless generations yet to be. To live for a great purpose is to live in the world of great ideas. And great ideas awaken great thoughts. We are as we think. Great thoughts produce great minds. From great minds proceed great works. And great works constitute the building material with which the kingdom upon earth is to be constructed. When we begin to live for a great and good purpose, we place in action that law that causes all things to work together for good. Henceforth, nothing is in vain. Every person, thing, or event that comes into our world will add to the welfare, the richness, and the beauty of that world. We give our best everywhere, and we receive the best from every source in return. Forget the wrong that may appear in the outer world of things, and give your thought to the great good that is inherent in all things. You thereby place in action the greatest emancipating power that the human race has ever and will ever know. We are in bondage because we have lived to please the outer person. Follow the soul, and freedom shall come quickly. Then we shall please the inner and outer person better than ever before. To follow the soul is to enter the greater domains of life, those domains from which we may secure everything that is rich and beautiful and superior in human existence. The soul leads not only into the life more abundant, but also into the actual possession of all the spiritual riches that the greater life may contain. And when we find the kingdom that is within, all that we may desire in the without shall be added. The soul that lives most perfectly in the present creates most nobly for the future. Be yourself today, regardless of what happened yesterday. Be all that you are and can be today, and you will live in a fairer world tomorrow.